Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. We must apologize for the late dropping of the show, but we had some technical difficulties, and we're re-recording it, which is a bit of a shame because it was a great show that we unfortunately couldn't put out. And to help me through the show today, we are Statesmanless. He's coming back from China. He had an emergency flight over there to wine and dine some dignitaries to help build him Statesmanland. He's going to erect a statue of Nick Freewald and a big soul shaker out the front, and he just needs all the proper paperwork to get done through there. But Steve, welcome, mate.
Thanks, buddy. Statesmanland, that sounds much like Maudland from... Just instead of gas coming out and killing you, you've just got salt just running out of... Jono, welcome listeners, but I'm up and about, Jono. I'm up and about. I did something today that I haven't done in around... I worked it out. It's around 13 years.
Wow. What was that?
I went to the barber.
A barber? Yeah, I've been to the barber a few times.
Well, the people don't know. The listeners don't know. I'm follically challenged, let's say. And I've been I just use the clippers myself. Today I splurged, Jono.
Old razor treatment.
I got all sorts of things. I got all sorts of things. There was like a misting spray. There was clippers. There was the straight razor. It was. I thought I'd treat. I had a big weekend. You know, I had a great win in our league record, and thought I'd treat myself, Jono. And I got to say, I'm going back. This was like sex.
I have been to the barber before. I don't know if you ever had, but the straight razor beard shave. Never again, because the guy actually cut my throat a couple of times. Not deep, but enough to draw blood in a few spots. So I am now fearful of barbers with a knife around my neck.
Yeah, I have no sack. I don't have the sack to do that. Like, but this was at the back of my neck, like just cleaning
that.
Up that.
I get that all the time at my barber, so we must go to the same place in Kringle there.
I was in Kringle.
Yeah, it was Kringle Hub.
It was in the shopping center. But yeah, I haven't had it for over a decade, man, and it was great. Oh, I was all about it.
Yeah, that's my regular hairdresser guy there. Very good place. Good place there. We won't mention the name because I can't remember it.
Well, I don't know about very good. All he had to do is like shave my head, and you know, I've seen your haircut, so I'm not going to go out recommending him. Jesus.
Well, it's only a number one all over. It's not that hard.
Exactly.
Can't stuff that up. But, a fair bit of news coming out of the weekend. Probably the biggest one was Tom Rutcliffe, dislocated shoulder. And if we know, if it's anything like Josh Dunkley's, that's 8 to 10 weeks. So it's the majority of the season, and he'd be pushing to come back for the final series in fantasy.
Well, I don't know about that, because Josh Dunkley didn't have – the traders, the Dream Team Talk guys on hand to be personally massaging his, probably whole body, straight after the match. So I think he's probably got a quicker time than recovery time than usual, Jono.
So 2 to 3 weeks, Sam. 2 to 3 weeks.
Those boys love him.
They do. Absolutely. He's a fantasy pig, as they call him. Mm. Another big injury to come out was Steve Coniglio. He got kicked in that ankle that he had surgery on just recently, and he's now out for 10 weeks. So, again, if you're a Steve Coniglio owner, he is gone, and you probably won't see him until fantasy finals as well, or even, in fact, AFL finals. So not good if you're a Steve Coniglio owner. Sirioli copped a knee, knock to the knee, and pretty much Clarko has ruled him out for next week's match against the Pies, so no Cyril. Jimmy Webster had his hands stood on by Matty Cruiser. I mean, what the hell is with Ruckman and just not being seeing people's hands? Is it because they're too tall? I don't know.
Just clumsy, Jono.
Just clumsy people.
That's a problem for Jimmy Webster. That's probably a few weeks.
Yeah.
Broken hand.
Has been officially a broken hand, okay. Yep. That's 3 or 4 weeks for Jimmy Webster, who's been in some pretty good touch.
Yes.
And Jaden Hunt got the big KO in the match against Adelaide. You can line that headband up from 100 metres away, and it was rightfully knocked right off his scone. So we don't like concussions in the AFL, as we've seen with big handsome personality, Tom Lynch. Handsome personality. He's a handsome personality. I'm sprucing him up. Nice personality.
Have you been hitting the sauce on a Monday, Jono?
Oh, it's been a boring...
Because I know I have, but...
I've got nothing. I'm dry at the moment.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. Need the bravery gravy.
The podcast juice.
Certainly is. But, yeah, we don't like the KOs, as we saw with good personality Tom Lynch. Got it right that time. His scores seem to have been affected. But if you do like the show and want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, and we're also on Facebook. Check us out there. But we are talking waiver wire pickups for the week, and when we do talk about waiver wires, we have our 65% rule off Alderman Footy. So just to give everyone a fair go at getting the plays we mention. Steve, who have you got for your waiver wire pickups?
Yeah, just so the people are aware, Alderman Footy is still, they haven't responded to me, Jono, still.
It's been
3 days, so I've been basically logged. I've got an account, but I can't. It says I have no teams.
Yeah, you're on top of the ladder in our keeper league.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. I messaged him. I've tried to get in touch. It says it's been accepted, but I still can't get a word. So if my players are over our 65% threshold, I do apologize. But it's just I'm trying to give you guys the best. Waiver pickups I can, and I would certainly waiver for some of these players, Jono. Number one, coming in straight off the top, I think it's got to be Nick Newman, defender for Sydney, doesn't it?
Certainly does. That 62% was the number one for me.
Yeah, so he's under our threshold. That's beautiful. Massive game on the weekend. Playing against the Saints this week, which I wouldn't call it a plus matchup. Defenders haven't been really scoring great, but I certainly think he's worth picking up. And at least sticking on your bench, if not your D5. If you're playing in a shallower league, you might not be beating out some of your other guys. But he's certainly shown the ability to win a stack of ball and produce good fantasy scores. I've also got Nathan Wilson, giant defender for GWS. We've been pretty hot on him at times last year. And he certainly put out a good score for us this week against Collingwood. We knew it was a great matchup. But with all the injuries down back, I think maybe some of the other guys will be in a more of a lockdown role, where Wilson, we know he's got some great toe running out of the back line, so he's certainly worth a pickup.
Playing Richmond this week as well, so might see a bit of aerial ping pong too.
Well, that's an interesting matchup. Isn't it interesting, because Richmond haven't been a big, not a lot of fantasy points in the Richmond matches.
So
that's something
early on, but now that they've slowed down a little bit, just going back to what it was last year.
Yeah, very interesting. I've also got Ryan Burton, defender forward, so he's got that dual position.
92%.
Oh, okay, so he's out of our. Oh well.
Yep.
It would have been good if you're in that.
Oh yeah, very handy pickup.
If you're in that 8%, he's probably good crap.
Playing Collingwood this week too, Hawthorn. So load up on your Hawks defenders.
Yeah, there might be a few waiver wire efforts there on the Hawks. How about Connor Blakely, though, Jono, midfielder? He's probably pretty highly owned at the moment, I would assume, since there's probably been some pickups. But he was low a week ago, so I'll go off that. But he's been putting out some great scores. We know he's tagging, but he's around the ball, and he's a points-per-minute machine. So he's certainly got the ability to win the ball, find his own ball. I certainly like Connor Blakely. I actually picked him up and played him on the weekend, Jono.
Would have scored you quite nicely.
Got the ton, so that's all you can ask for. Also like Jack Sinclair from St Kilda, is a forward. He's been doing quite well, scored you 70s on the weekend after a big game the week before. Playing Sydney this week, we know they've had a bit of trouble with the speedier players, he's sort of that wing half-forward role. So I certainly think Jack's a good play, but one guy I'm actually really keen on this week, and he had a shocking game on the weekend, is Zach Smith, ruckman for Geelong, going up against the Dogs. We know scoring against the Dogs in the ruck isn't a bad play this year. Rhys Stanley got injured. I would expect him to miss. Blixarves has been just horrendous. We got the Dogs coming back from Perth. Geelong, they've been kicked in the teeth by Essendon. They're down in Skilled Stadium or whatever the hell they call Cadenia Park these days. So I'd expect a bit of a bounce back, and I think Zach Smith's a pretty good player, and I certainly think he'll crack 90.
Actually scored quite well in that game last year, kicked a few snags, playing in the ruck against would have been Ruffy and Tommy Boyd. So
am I wrong in saying Geelong are a bit of a bogey side for Western Bulldogs, Joe?
Certainly, yeah, especially down at the Cattery, where I don't think we've beaten them there since 1923, I think the last time was. But no, that's a joke. I don't even know when Skills Stadium, whatever it's called, was built. But no, we're shocking down there, and we've come close, but not quite good enough. Where last year we got a couple of injuries to Jack McRae, Luke Dalhouse, but both teams aren't exactly firing on all cylinders, so it's going to be an interesting match Friday night.
Well, they're not, but I would expect it to be slippery and cold as hell down there because it's Geelong on a Friday night. It's going to be ice cold, Jono.
I believe it would be too, I think.
So there should be a lot of stoppages.
Yeah, and that's what we like, especially for blokes like Tom Liberatore, who we'll talk a little bit later.
Well, you know, I was just thinking I'd rather be at the... I'm sure there's an over 28s disco somewhere down there in Geelong. I'd probably rather getting warm there than freezing my ass off at Cadenia Park.
Or sinking beers at the Gabs Festival this weekend.
Oh, are you going?
I'm Saturday afternoon, I'll be there. So
Do I have an invite? I've got
still buy tickets.
I've got you a shirt, by the way.
Sweet. You can come. $50 for a ticket.
$50? To drink piss?
You got to pay for the beer as well.
Why don't I just get a slab?
But there's like 200 different beers.
I've seen some of the beers.
That will never get tried. Never get made into a real beer. So there's a Thai green curry beer this year.
I'm pretty sure that's what led to my issue. I had some issues on the golf course on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure there was a reheated Thai green curry that was to blame.
Ooh, yeah, you got to watch out with that condensed milk. It's a killer.
Who are your waiver pickups, by the way?
Number one was Nick Newman at 62%, but coming in at 33% ownership is a defender mid for the Hawks. Dan Howe seems to scored quite well on the weekend there against the Lions. We know the Hawks are coming up Collingwood, whose opposition defenders absolutely lap up the points because of their inability to kick the ball inside 50. So great marking option there for Dan Howe. Steve Hill, he's still a couple of weeks away. So
Steve Hill will be back this week, mate.
This week? I thought it was another week or two.
I will. There is strong mail that Steve Hill will be in this week.
Well, then don't pick up this bloke because it was Mickey Walters coming in at 64%.
I think he's worth picking up, mind
you. He's still worth picking up because there was a stat when when Stephen Hill's out of the team, Mickey Walters' average bumps up to 87. When Stephen Hill's in the team, it drops down to about 57. But it'll take Stephen Hill to find his feet a little bit as well. And they're playing Carlton, so it's going to be fantasy points for everyone.
Steve Hill is going to beast this week, Jono.
Yeah, I've been missing him I think I've got him in the keeper league, so.
Well, I got him in the league of record, and he's already on the field.
There you go. And my other one is Matty Taberner for Fremantle as well. He kicked four goals in his first game a couple of weeks ago, and another two or three on the weekend against the Tigers. Frio are playing the Blues. They can give up the goals, as we've seen against them against the Saints, so only owned by 52%. He's been taking some nice marks as well, had about 12 on the weekend as well. So Matty Taberner, if he's floating around in your leagues, pick him up.
That is pretty ballsy, Jono. There's a man we haven't touched on, though. And I don't know that he's someone you pick up, but if I was playing in a keeper league, Jono, one of the Statesman's favourite keeper leagues, I would be picking this man up if I had nothing going on my bench or I was retooling for a bit of hope. And that man, Jono, you know his name. We've spoken about him. He's had back-to-back 34 touch games in the VFL.
Is that the Sharon Goat?
That's the Sharon Goat.
Oh, he's got to be a dead set certainty to come in.
If they dog the Sharon Goat again, Jesus Christ. I'm going to find out where Buckley lives and just, I don't know, put a goat on his lawn and just spray paint Sharon on it.
What's his number? Number 16 or whatever his number is.
Sharon Goat? Yeah. Well, we haven't seen him, Chino. We don't know what it is.
So we don't know. But we'll get Sharon Goat in the team this week. We've been campaigning for him to come in for the team for a long time now. So, Bucks, do your job. If you want to keep your job, put the Sharon Goat in this week. But if you do love the show, please, we do check us out. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Hit the subscribe button to any of those three there. And please, if you've got a few minutes spare, leave us a review. It helps us with our brand. We do read them out on the show. We really appreciate it when the listeners do drop a review. Unfortunately, nothing this week, so we'll continue on.
Jono, basically, if people are listening to the show and you really enjoy it and you tune in every week and you're getting something out of it, if you don't leave us a review, you're basically a SATA. You can't handle Ben Johnson being in a goddamn advert. That's who you are.
There's nothing wrong with Ben Johnson being in an ad. I think it's a great ad.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Just leave a review.
Yeah, please do. Really helps.
Takes 2 seconds.
Yep. But moving on to the reviews of the week, the games of the week. And I'm going to kick it off on Friday night between the Eagles and the Bulldogs. It was not really a fantasy-friendly game for the Bulldogs, but it was so for the Eagles. But kicking off with the Dogs, my captain option, Marcus Bontempelli, was quite good in Dream Team with 112 there, but not so good in the Supercoach with only 99. Didn't hit the scoreboard at all, so that really affected his scores, and champion data mustn't have liked him over in the Perth on the weekend. Jack McRae had a slow start to the year, really building nicely out on a wing there. Got the 102 and 105 Supercoach and Dream Team points there. Caleb Daniel, pretty much non-existent in the first half of that match, went on to Sam Mitchell in the second half as a tagging role, or more so as a run-with role. Picked up a stack of possessions there, tonning up in both formats, going 116 Supercoach. So if you got Caleb Daniel, you'd be pretty happy with that. A couple of guys who were down, Luke Dalhouse. Tends to happen from time to time. He has a bad game, but 70 Dream Team, 65 Supercoach points. Not good there for Luke Dalhouse.
Yeah, I saw it today, Joe. The third time in his career, he's gone tackleless. Unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable stat because he is a pressure beast, and I'm sure he'll bounce back against the Cats. Someone who also had a pretty bad game and probably didn't lay a tackle is Tom Liberatore. Wasn't the fantasy game for him with the game so open and free-flowing, but not many stoppages for the game. Only the 31 Dream Team and 34 Supercoach for Tom Liberatore.
Yeah, 4 tackles, Jono. 8 touches, though. But how's this? 85% game time.
That is, he must have just been cruising around looking for pingers or something.
You know, the
he's in West Coast.
Oh wait, we address that later, don't we? Yeah, but you know what? There was a real bad one for me, and that's Matty Boyd.
We thought he was going to be suited for this game.
Yeah, no Rob Murphy. I thought this was going to be his time to shine. Did have the 20 touches, but didn't build his score with any marks or tackles. So just plodding along, really.
And playing deep defense as well, so really hurting his output there. It seems him and Easton Wood have swapped those roles around. Easton Wood's pushing up the ground more, getting those intercept marks, where Matty Boyd's just that last line of defense defender, which is really affecting his fantasy output.
Yeah. I've got to go feed the cats, so you talk for a little while, and I'll catch up.
I can talk for a little while.
There you go.
Moving on to the next game was the West Coast. Not the next game. The next team was the West Coast Eagles. Absolutely killed it fantasy wise. Andrew Gaff knocking out 146 in Dream Team, 121 Supercoach. Just a lazy 35 possessions and the 15 marks. That helped with the Doggies butchering the ball a little bit. A lot of West Coast players taking those intercept marks, clanger marks, which scores you quite well in fantasy. Elliot Yeo having a great season, going 110 in both formats. JJK could have been a hell of a lot better and really buried the Dogs, kicking 3 goals, 6. So not good there for JJK, but still managed to ton up in both formats there. 107 Dream Team, 102 Supercoach. Sammy Mitchell just getting the job done. He's an absolute star. 104 in both formats and equaled the VFL-AFL record for most 30 possession games in his career. Matty Prittis just did what Matty Prittis did. 103, 106 Supercoach. Surprising as well. Not as many contests created on Friday night. Luke Shuey, just very unassuming game for him on Friday night. 101 Dream Team, 93 Supercoach, again having a really good year. And Dom Sheed, we've spoken about this guy. We love him here on the Draft Doctors. 101 Dream Team and 93 in Supercoach. So if you've got Dom Sheed, you'd be loving what he's been putting out the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, Dom Sheed's a gun. What did I miss?
That's it. I only just got through the Eagles.
Oh, thank
the next game was Hawthorn and the Lions. Hawthorn superstar Tommy Mitch just absolutely destroying it with 132 Dream Team, 135 Supercoach. So you'd be pretty happy when if you've got him in your team, wouldn't you, Steve?
Wouldn't know anything about it, mate. What?
Tommy Mitch.
Second rounder. Might have been my captain on the weekend.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. 36 possessions, 9 tackles for him. Liam Shields, just a lazy 120 Dream Team, 104 Supercoach. Luke Hodge, blast from the past when you're butchering the ball, kicking inside 50. Luke Hodge is going to peel off those marks and rebound all day long, going 110 in both formats. This guy really surprised me as Big Boy McAvoy. I thought with the inclusion of Jack Fitzpatrick, it would have affected his output, but no worries whatsoever, going 110 in both formats.
Yeah, they're really playing Jack Fitzpatrick in that Tyrone Vickery role.
Yeah, quite well.
Oh, my God, Ty Vickery.
Did you see the article? Hawthorn should trade Ty Vickery for what, a used washing machine or something?
What is... I feel sorry for the bloke, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, he gets an absolute bashing.
He can turn around and hold up his big, you know, those sacks with the dollar signs of just $500,000 in it. That's what he's got. Two bags of them.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Put it this way, Johnny. If Ty Vickery was at the nightclub or wherever you're out having a drink, and you'd had a skinful and you saw Ty Vickery, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm going into bat on that one.
Exactly right.
He might thump the living crap out of me, but I don't care.
Oh, look, I've done it to players. And you wake up the next day and you're like, they really didn't deserve that at all. I'm a terrible player. But I'm a terrible player.
The Simpsons with Daryl Strawberry with a tear rolling down his face.
It's basically something like that.
Look out, Mark Murphy. Billy Hartung, we've spoken about him here on the podcast before, really been liking what he's been doing these last couple of weeks. 98 Dream Team, 102 Supercoach. Dan Howe, we spoke about him in the waiver wire, 103 Dream Team, 96 Supercoach, just peeling off the marks there in the defense. Another defender who scored quite well, and they're playing Collingwood, so check him out if he is available on your waiver wire. That's Ricky Bobby Henderson, just the 117 Dream Team, 87 Supercoach. They are playing Collingwood, so look to pick him up there. And as we said, Ryan Burton, 92% ownership, 90 Dream Team, and the 105 Supercoach.
Jono, you're in front of me on the waiver wire in our league of record. Have you got any priorities on Ricky Henderson?
No, I think I've gone Newman and someone else. I can't remember who I went.
Oh,
I was in an alcoholic haze, and I was throwing out text messages for a potential trade as well, and people are coming back, and he's like, so what are you offering me today? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, were you trying to get rid of Bernie Vince?
And I was trying to get Luke Dalhouse. For some reason, that idea popped into my head.
I know who owns Luke Dalhouse, and he's not someone I want to be talking to at the moment.
No, I was going to throw him Callum Warden. But
What's that getting you? A bag of peanuts at the moment?
No, you'd probably have to throw up Joel Selwood for that, but not too sure if I want to part ways with Joel Selwood.
Joel Selwood for Luke Dalhouse would be what I would consider a pretty fair trade. But I'll tell you what, I'd probably rather be on the Luke Dalhouse side.
That's true.
But that's a structure thing.
Yeah, for sure. I was looking at my team. Like I said, it was a drunken haze that I was throwing things out left, right, and center. Looked at my team today and said, no, thank you.
I looked at my team today and I felt like Ross debating Jono.
I've done that a couple of times. moving on to the Saints game, Jack Billings was the star pick. Always compared to Marcus Bontempelli about who's the better player, but different roles in different teams. So went 151 in your Dream Team, 136 Supercoach, 5 snag-a-roonies, 12 marks. Absolutely destroyed the Blues there. Seb Ross is loving it that David Armitage is not in that team. 113 Supercoach, 113 Dream Team, 129 Supercoach. Jackie Nunes had a good game as well, 110 and 105. Jack Stephen as well normally gets the Carlton tag, but that went to Dylan Robinson on the weekend. Jackie Boy went 100 Dream Team, 110 Supercoach. Jack Steele has been a great pickup for the Saints. I think they're just going to have a whole team full of Jacks in about 2 years' time. Went the 99 Dream Team, 114 Supercoach. Sammy Gilbert, the recipient of fantasy points thanks to Jimmy Webster going down, 95 Super Dream Team, 109 Supercoach. So, Steve, who have you got there for the Blues?
Oh, man, it's the Paddy Cripps Show. Like, honestly, we wrote him up in the Dozen Deals article on the website this week. If you're not familiar with that, it's a weekly article that drops on the draftdoctors.com.au website, where we talk about transactions you could be making each week, whether it's buy, sell, hold, add, drop, whatever. And we'll certainly buy Paddy Cripps. And he didn't disappoint, Jono, with 143 Dream Team, 157 Supercoach, 2 goals, 20 contested possessions, if you don't mind.
Could have been 3 goals as well if he didn't decide to play on, go back for set shot, got on goal. He didn't know what to do in that.
Would you have liked 157 Supercoach points in your team, Jono?
But I did have him as my 143 in our Listener League captain, so I was pretty happy with that.
8 clearances, by the way. But the usual suspects really fired for the Blues. It was Sam Doherty, Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs, Cade Simpson, Matty Cruiser continues to show that late round rucks are still a thing. Dale Thomas with his 84 Dream Team and 49 Supercoach was apparently on the park. It's just good to see Jack Silvani back. I'm a big fan of Jack Silvani, and I've certainly got some interest in him in a keeper league going forward, and I think he's pretty handy player.
Yeah, I like the look of him too. He goes all right for a young fella.
Why do they goddamn persist with this Jacob Wiedering thing? And only 70% game time. Is he injured? What's going on, Jono?
I don't know. I don't like watching Carlton too much.
I really love watching Jacob Wiedering play, though, and I especially love watching him in defence. He's so good in defence. Like, God damn it.
It's just one of those coaching things. Like, we saw it with Michael Hurley early on in his career. He went forward and back until he got settled in defence.
So. How good is he settled in defence, though?
He's fantastic.
He's a freaking superstar.
Wish I had him.
Well, that, of course.
Well, because my defence sucks and I want all the good players.
But he's just a good player to watch. Like
he is.
Anyway, whatever. On to the GWS and Collingwood game. And Jono, what can you say about the umpires won it for GWS, basically. is that how it was? Because they called the goal review when they didn't need to call the goal review. And
Jeremy Cameron's hands in the back just before Stevie J kicked that goal and was missed.
It's just the AFL handing their plastic team another win. take that, injuries. Steve can. Well, we don't
hashtag
like
to. Buck out.
We don't. Oh, please, God. Buck, please. But we don't like seeing injuries, Jono, but at all. We don't like that. We don't laugh at it. We don't think it's good. It's an opportunity as a fantasy player. Steve Coniglio out for 10 weeks. Obviously, Jeremy mentioned that at the top of the show. But the injuries at the start of the game, Aiden Corr, he's not a tall key defender, but he's a medium-sized defender. And they're starting to run low, Jono.
They are certainly scraping the barrel for defenders now.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how GWS piece that together, whether their midfield can defensively pressure opposition's enough going forward. And they also had Sam Reed out for most of the game as well. So, man, they were up against it and somehow ground out a win. Amazing. Josh Kelly was huge with 36 touches, 11 tackles, 162 Dream Team points, 147 Supercoach points, if you don't mind.
And another zero to his paycheck.
Well, see, that's funny because people say another zero to his paycheck, but that means he's going to get paid, what, $10 million a year instead of $1 million a year.
That's fine. I'm happy with that.
Hmm.
Just breaks the salary cap. No one else gets paid.
So he earns more than North Melbourne?
Yes.
That's fair enough. But yeah, Josh Gallo was huge. Jeremy Cameron with his six Snaggeroonies, 133 Dream Team, 119 Super Coach. Very good. Stevie J wound it back, Jono, when everyone else seemed to think he was dead.
I was one of them.
I'm one of them. I still think he's dead. This is some hologram that's been out there getting a ton for your teams.
Brett DeLeo in disguise.
There was a report on Brett DeLeo that was encouraging.
That he's alive?
Well, he wasn't getting drunkenly thrown off a plane or breaking up a waffle game, so that was handy.
Talking to your cousin at three-quarter time, it's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. It's all good. So two snags and 11 contested possessions for Stevie J. Unbelievable. Good on to him. Nathan Wilson, who we did talk up as a great plug-and-play option, Jono.
Certainly. Love Nathan Wilson. Big fan.
Got the time.
That's what I went for. Nathan Wilson was the other one I went for in our league record. That's what I waved for.
Oh, fair enough. And two, absolutely. Why not? So he cracked the ton in Dream Team 99 in Supercoach. So still very handy. And a lot of, you know, just so-so performers. Collingwood side. Bucks out. Hashtag Chaz in. Taylor Adams was amazing. We did talk him up as a great captain option.
Certainly did.
So 115 Dream Team, 113 Supercoach. And he certainly didn't let you down in that department. Brody Grundy was fine in Dream Team as he is and terrible in Supercoach as he also is. Still side bottom, had three goals, so he didn't crack a Supercoach ton because goals don't matter. Did crack the ton in Dream Team, though. Jeremy Howe, fine. A lot of down performers, I would say. Scott Pendlebury had the runs or had reverse baby swag. Daniel Wells did little to nothing. Josh Smith was probably down on what we expect from Josh Smith. It's just a bad game for Collingwood, man.
Had it for the win, but lost it, just like Richmond.
Had it for the win, lost it. Bad fantasy scores. Playing Hawthorn this week. Hawthorn will beat them.
Speaking of bad fantasy scores, we just had to look at the MCG Saturday night with the country game. I've got the Cats players here. I've got two names because their pressure was terrible. 15 tackles in a half of footy, 40 for the entire game.
Jono, I've seen pornos where there's been more than 15 tackles.
Hey! And Zach Merritt had 12 of them as well on his own. That's ridiculous. But Danger, he was fine. 88 Dream Team, 112 Supercoach. And Sam Manigola, who's been going quite well in that midfield, 91 Dream Team and 95 Supercoach. The rest of the team can get stuffed, basically, because they were horrible and slow.
All right. Well, it's a hot take. How the hell did Zach Smith score any good? Because I watched that game, and he was pass, man.
That's why he's not on the list, because it was just a horrible game from Geelong. They just looked slow. They got outrun. It was weird.
Man, Essendon were up and about, though. Zach Merritt, the junior pig, is the Dream Team talk. If you're not listening to the Traders podcast, you probably should be, because they get about 40,000 downloads more than we do. But Zach Merritt, the junior pig, was up and about. 12 tackles, 33 touches. What a star, Jono. You'd certainly love to have him in your team.
I would.
Zaharakis, the ghost of Zaharakis, returned.
Playing the stance role. I didn't mind it, actually.
Yeah, he certainly found a lot of the ball out on the wing, but, you know, it's bizarre. They just controlled the ball so much better. Got out fine. Joe Watson was... I thought he was okay. I thought he turned it over a little bit. Joe Danaher, we loved coming into the season. Cracked a ton, five snags, no problems there. Hurley continues to get it done. And just a lot of good performances. I thought Fantasia and Tipper, when the game was there to be won in the last, they were the guys who really, stuck the knife in.
Stood up and made it count.
Yeah, just neck of your opposition and jam the goddamn knife in them.
That's it. I hope the Doggies can do that to them on Friday night.
I have no bearing. I don't care. I don't know who should I tip, Jono? I don't know.
This week?
Yeah, Geelong and Western Bulldogs. I'll probably tip Geelong.
Tip Geelong. We
Geelong are outsiders.
Really? We're coming back from Perth. So
yeah, I know. $2.
I'd be going to the Cats.
Yeah, there you go.
But the other game on Saturday night was the Crows taking on the Demons, with the Demons in a huge upset win. Jack Viney, absolutely huge the last couple of weeks. 132 Dream Teams, 130 Supercoach with 12 tackles. Absolutely fantastic from Jack. Nathan Jones, the co-captain, couple of snags, 124 Dream Team, 120 Supercoach, returning some great value if you got him late in your drafts. Clayton Oliver, absolute stud, 116 Dream Team, 142 Supercoach, loves the contested work. Christian Salem, I'm disappointed I threw this guy back in the pool because he's performing quite well with 114 Dream Team, 100 Supercoach. CP5, Christian Petracca, tunning up in both formats, 103 and 121 Supercoach. Cam Pedersen, 94 Dream Team, 108 Supercoach points, going up against the might of Sauce Jacobs, who just had a lazy 74 hitouts against the Demons on the weekend.
Hey, John, I remember when I drafted him in like the 15th round.
Yeah, quality pick that one. And Michael Hibbard. Went a bit quiet there for a week or two, just seems to be reinvigorated. 107 Dream Team, 113 Supercoach. And if you're a Bernie Vince owner like me, tagging his old mate Rory Sloan. So both Vince and Sloan's fantasy scores were shot to, I'm not going to say that because we're a clean show. But moving on to the Crows, Sauce Jacobs was one of my captain riskies this week. Returned in spades if you did pick him up with 132 Dream Team, 141 Supercoach points. The 74 hitouts does help you a lot. Rory Laird, got to be All-Australian defender, 111 Dream Team, 124 Supercoach. Old man Douglas, getting the job done, 97 Dream Team, 101 Supercoach. And as I said before, Rory Sloan had the tag on him, 63 Dream Team, 70 Supercoach. And a lot of other stars were down on their fantasy output.
That's going to happen when you get your ass handed to you.
That is true.
Ah, the girls have arrived home, so there's noise in the background.
It's like the girls. That.
Well, probably. Yeah, but anyway, on to the G. Totally misread this game, Jono. The Tigers and the Dockers. Apparently the Dockers are early risers. Who knew? Yeah. Who knew?
David the Heartbreaker Mundy.
Shawn Michaels, David Mundy.
Hey.
Not my favorite, John. Not my favorite. But Michael Walters was the man in the middle. 38 touches. My goodness. Did kick a handy half a goal with his three behinds. But he was, man, he was everywhere. I really wonder what they're going to do with Steve Hill when he returns, hopefully this week. Because Walters has been fantastic. So, but we know how lethal he's forward. It's going to be really interesting what they do with that mix. Brad Hill continues his rich vein of form. Connor Blakely continues to find the ball around the midfield. Lachie Neal, yep, fine, just going okay. Mundy iced the game. What a superstar. Just, he's a very skillful player, Jono.
He certainly is.
A fantasy guy who's troubling owners, Nat Fyfe.
Yeah. Yeah, I am one of those Nat Fyfe owners. I was hoping for at least a 115, 120 average from old Nathaniel this year, but, man, I'll take a 105 at this stage because he is just not getting it done. Playing deep forward a lot, certainly not helping if he's not hitting the scoreboard, which he hasn't in the last couple of weeks. Possessions are down.
One clearance, Jono. One clearance.
Yeah, it seems Lachie Neal is that number one clearance player there at the Freo Dockers at the moment, where a couple of years ago he was it.
It's very worrying signs, I'll put it that way, Johnny. But onto the Richmond side, they were just sloppy, man. To be honest, they had every right to win this game, but they were just sloppy with the ball. Sean Greig had a reasonable score, I guess you'd say, but that's about it. I thought Alex Rance was actually their best player. Dream Team score wasn't particularly handy, but Supercoach did crack the ton. Dusty was okay. Nank ground out a decent score. There's a screaming baby. I'm very happy we're doing the podcast right now in this particular location. That actually reminds me of my opponent and what he sounds like. Yeah, so a lot of down performers by the Tigers, and maybe just the pace is, you know, the hot start, the wheels are starting to slow down a little bit. Play the GWS this week up there, man.
Should be a cracking game. Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to that. That's a really interesting game.
Should be.
So we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, there wasn't a lot of stars. Josh Caddy certainly got more of it. Did kick a couple of goals, so his scores were a little bit better. Certainly not selling on him. Trent Cotchin did get the tag. His scores were a little bit down because of that. So, you know, if I was other teams, I'd certainly be tagging these guys like Cotch and, you know, Rory Sloane obviously has been AWOL because of it. I don't understand why you wouldn't be tagging in a team like this without the midfield depth, why you wouldn't be tagging the number one guy.
Because I hate taggers because I pay my money to watch these guys strut the stuff and do the flashy stuff, get the hard balls.
You don't pay your money at all. That's just a lie.
Shut up. But if I did choose to pay my money to go to a game, that's what I want to see. Just Dusty Martin strolling out of the middle, a la Lucky Neil, putting it down the throat of a forward, kicking snags after the siren. It's what it's all about.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, Jono, the Suns and the Power. But Travis Boak certainly wasn't affected by the air conditions or whatever the hell you want to call it on his way to a massive 153 Dream Team score. Didn't crack the Supercoach ton, though. So, not sure what the hell was going on there. Polek with a big score, getting the outside pill. Port just controlled this game with your inside 50 pressure. Jono, and a man who was on top of that situation was Carl Amon.
Had a really good game.
Anyway, Justin Westhoff kicked goal of the century. Purely meant that. Broadbent scored well. Wingard scored well. Jasper Pittard, who we talked about as a trade-in in your Supercoach, cracked the ton in your Supercoach. Paddy Ryder, big Supercoach score, so good luck to him. On the Gold Coast side, Aaron Hall was back. So get around him. Just the 37 touches, no worries. 8 tackles. Good pressure there. Love that. Collett Jasny. Oh, look, I wouldn't worry too much about these scores. Collett Jasny, Harbrow, massive scores, but the ball was in their defence the whole game, Jono.
Pretty much. Like Tommy Lynch, look, he scored 30 Dream Team and 30 Supercoach. I mean, hardly got his hands on the pill. None of the fours got their hands on the pill. Looked like they were there for a mid-season trip. Port wanted the 4 points, not going out trying the dodgy street food. I think the Gold Coast Suns did. They embraced the dodgy dumplings and everything else that they want.
Oh, well, I was just thinking maybe they enjoyed fireworks too much because their coach is called Rocket.
Oh, quite possibly. I know Rocket would have sent a rocket up a few of them after that game.
Yeah, but I get the feeling the Draft Doctor's Twitter account's going to have some answering to do.
We can just edit this out.
Robbie Gray was bad, Jono.
Yeah, very bad.
And Hambo, the Hammer Hartlett, was down after slagging off his teammates, so suck that.
Yeah, that'll happen from time to time.
I don't like Hartlett. What a douchebag.
Can't disposal efficiency, horrible.
But on to the last game, Jono.
Yeah, we had the Swans taking on North Melbourne, and the Swans just turning it on. JPK back to some scintillating form, just a lazy 37 disposals, 6 tackles there, 122 Dream Team, 136 Supercoach. Nick Newman, the late inclusion there for Florent, just 11 marks, 4 tackles, 82% time on ground, went the 151 in Supercoach, 135 Dream Team. Parker, absolutely huge. Would have been bigger if he didn't give the 4 free kicks away. Couple of goals to his name. Isaac Heaney hasn't missed a beat since coming back from that glandular fever. Going 120 Dream Team, 130 Supercoach. 9 marks, 4 tackles, couple of goals to him. Dan Hand back on the grog again. Good to see, pal. 117 Dream Team, 134 Supercoach as well. Couple of snags to him. Sam Reid just increasing that paycheck for him. The 3 goals for him, 12 marks, being having a pretty good year fantasy-wise. Jakey Lloyd getting that job done as he does. Georgie Hewitt, new to the AFL game, scored quite well with the 1 goal and 29 possessions. Buddy Franklin, inaccurate with 1 goal 4. But a bloke we like to talk about here in the Draft Doctors as plug and play is Dean Towers. Got the 92 Dream Team, 116 Supercoach, that's 6 marks and 5 tackles for Dino.
Yeah, you're right, John. I certainly like to use Dean Towers in plus matchups. Not sure this week's the right week for that, though. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. But on the North Melbourne side of the ball, I don't know, a few players took a fart, apparently. I thought the best player was probably Goldie with the 97 Dream Team, 107 Supercoach, 41 hitouts. A couple snags. Cunnington just continues to grind it out, Jono. 11 clearances. Still, what a
just waiting, waiting for full Cunnington to come on board.
Well, it's happened a couple times, let's be honest.
Just want full Cunnington, please.
We scored like just, 40 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, just so our mate in our league of record can just go full crack it as well. And
he's very even-measured individual. But, look, he's been great. What can you say? 28 touches, 17 contests, 11 clearances and a goal. I mean,
no. Tom on ground is helping as well.
Yeah, Tom on ground's been good for him. Higgins was fine. A few down performers, though. Horvat, I actually expected Horvat to have a pretty good game, so that's disappointing. Luke McDonald, we know he's been pretty handy lately. Trenchamont, might be time for a spell.
No marks for Luke McDonald. That certainly doesn't help.
Yeah, it might be time for a spell for Trenchamont, though, as well. And Mason Wood, I guess, when you're a forward in a losing team, it's not going to help. They didn't use the ball particularly well, I wouldn't have thought either, Jono.
No, then that was just to the Sydney pressure that they applied. You turn the ball over and get you on the rebound.
Mm.
But we've got some questions this week, Steve.
Oh, yeah, we got some questions. Oh, God damn it. Just, yeah. Hang on, let me scroll down. We had heaps of questions. Yeah.
Ren Thompson on Facebook asks, any idea what's going on with the Cutlet? He says, I'd like to keep him, but he's not playing or showing up on any injury lists.
Well, he's had hamstring issues.
Yes, that's right. He came back in after that, having the hamstring, played 35 seconds, and pop, went to hammy again. So that is why the Cutlet is not playing right now.
Yep. James asked on Twitter, what the hell do I do with spuds like Gunston and Vince? They're absolutely killing him, Jono.
Well, I think due to the fact that Hawthorn were, zipping by, it certainly affects their fantasy output. But, hey, the Hawks' draw should open up. They're going to get some wins. He's not playing forward as much, but I really like him on the wing. And if they can keep using him more as that link-up player to someone like Ruffy and Bruce and that, then the fantasy scores will come. But Bernie Vince can suck it because he's looks like he's just playing role-dependent at the moment. And it's not good for his fantasy output.
Yeah, if I was unhappy with these... I'll say this, John. If I was unhappy with these guys as an owner, what I would be trying to do is package them up with a low-end mid and try to upgrade somewhere, whether it's mid or forward. Because I think otherwise you're just going to have to sit it out. But what you've got to realize with guys like Gunston and Vince is they have a bit of brand value. Like people know Jack Gunston and associate him with good scoring. Same with Bernie Vince. So if you were really unhappy and unprepared to wait it out for the good scores, then I'd package them up in a 2-for-1 with a low-end mid and try flip them an upgrade and just bring in someone off the waiver wire if that was a good option.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Faz Can Twatter needs a new handle, Jono. But he asks, is Sam Mays more disposable than a Richmond comeback?
He is certainly not. We love Sam Mays here on the Draft Doctors, having a really good season. As a defender, those scores, low scores will come into effect, but other than that, he's been having a pretty solid year, especially in your Supercoach format, which we really like him more than the Dream Team format.
Yep. And Reed asks, Libba's form slump due to not enough partying or too much? Not partying. Wouldn't that be the same as not enough partying?
Too much partying or not enough? Well, if he doesn't get that happy,
Does he need another Vietnam trip, Jono?
No, because he was in Perth on the weekend, and those West Coast boys would have hooked him up to no end. So he'll be buzzing off his face come Friday night. You watch.
That sounds illegal.
Well, not if you're drinking lots of Red Bull.
Alrighty. John asked, should he trade or hold Nat Fyfe in AFL Fantasy? I guess that means draft. Because why would you ask a salary cap question, Jono?
I don't know. Why are we responding to a salary cap question?
Well, I don't think it is. Does he trade or hold him?
If you actually,
it does seem like a salary cap question.
You would not be... You'd be holding Nat Fyfe, and if you do trade him, you'd be wanting a great deal in return. That's for sure.
Yeah,
you'd want to win that trade.
Yeah, if you can't find decent value, you're going to have to suck it up, unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not too sure what his dream team average is, but he's averaging about 105 in Supercoach at the moment. I mean,
well, this is AFL terrible. Fantasy, he says.
AFL Fantasy. Look, he's not getting those possessions and clearances and whatnot, so it would be greatly affecting his score, but just hold firm. The game will slow down eventually. He'll get that contested possession and whatnot, and the scores will come.
Yeah, so Alex asks, well, this is in response, John. I said, did you watch any of the Eurovision over the weekend?
Yep.
Did you see the yodeling rapping pair?
I did not see that. I just saw some dude drop his ass on international TV.
That was pretty handy. But I watched the Yodelers, and I said I'd rather listen to the Yodelers than Bruce Springsteen. And
interesting.
Alex asks, Dancing in the Dark must be an exception. No. No, Bruce Springsteen sucks.
Hot take. So that Twitter handle is at the Draft Doctors.
Hey, if you're about Bruce Springsteen,
you're probably not our demographic.
Can you delete your review? Is that? I don't want you listening to our show. Bruce Springsteen's the worst. He's like unlistenable dross, unintelligible. Like if I went out and had about 47 beers, Jono, and you heard me just slurring into a karaoke microphone, that's like a step up from Bruce Springsteen, basically.
Fair point. Fair to say Steve doesn't like Bruce Springsteen. I can't say I don't hate him nor love him. He's just there for me. So just, I take it or leave it. He's just there.
I'll put it this way. When it comes to like old rockers, give me some Tom Petty, Jono.
I'm more Johnny Cash. I like me Johnny Cash.
Well, he's really old. He's not a rocker either.
He is rock.
Bullshit. Stuff. Anyway, Josh.
Country and Western.
Yeah. Josh asks on the Twitter, love your work, gents. Best ruckman from here on out. And also, is Carl Amon the real deal?
Best ruckman from here on in, you're going to be looking at Steph Martin, Sauce Jacobs. I'm going to tip my hat as the two best ruckmen I think will be for the year. Both having great years. Carl Amon, need to see more port.
I'd be happy with Carl Amon on my bench, I think.
Oh, fair enough.
And use him in plus matchup. Yeah, but in Dream Team, if they continue to have Cox out of the team, I'd say it's Brody Grundy Dream Team scoring.
Yeah.
But in Supercoach, yeah, I'm with you. Give me Steph or Jacobs.
Well, Steph's been scoring quite well in the Dream Team format as well, so.
Yeah, but it's just Grundy's
bigger ceiling, you think?
They're both great. They're both great. Mm. We know Steph's been fantastic before, been the second best point scorer in over a season before. So
either or are great.
Yeah. Paul asks, he's been. Well, this is what he says: offered KK for Robbie Gray in draft, good deal.
English, is that English?
Well, I don't know. Have you been offered Robbie Gray or are you offering Robbie Gray? Because I want to be on the Robbie Gray side of that deal.
I would be on the Robbie Gray side, yeah. If you're giving up KK for Robbie Gray, I'd be taking that deal as quick as my fingers can hit the button.
Yeah. Rodrigo asks, how draft relevant is Nick Newman, Jono?
If you are playing Keeper League, he will be exceptionally relevant and also great just to have some bench coverage if Horse Longmire decides to play him each week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's very relevant as a pickup this week.
Yep.
That's all we got, Jono.
That's all we got, and that's all we got time for on the show today. If you do want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman. 33. You can check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, where Steve's a dozen deals will be dropping each week.
And the captain's articles, Jono.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
Get that, Jono. Do you bloody write that article, Jono?
Our captain's lounge will be dropping, as well as some late week pickups and matchups. Check us out on Facebook, and please do check us hit the subscribe button on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, and leave us a review. Good luck in your matchups this week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.